Hi everyone, welcome back to The Pratt. So today's episode is super special because we have a special guest on, and I'm gonna give you guys one chance to guess who it is. Yeah, it's Addie. Say hi.
Hi.
So, Addie, I'm gonna give you a chance to just like introduce yourself and stuff, but first I just like to say this podcast is about how to prioritize health. And just a disclaimer, we don't really know anything, like, not to be like that, but we don't have any certificates in anything, we don't have any degrees in anything, so this is just our personal opinion. Don't take it to heart, and honestly, this episode's gonna be about mental and physical health and just like both of our experiences with that. So yeah, do you want to just get started by saying your, you know, experience with your mental and physical health or anything that you have to say? Because Addie's actually getting, what are you going to school for?
I'm in school for wellness and exercise science right now. So I learn about physical and mental health all day at school, basically. And I just finished my first semester in my degree at Rhode Island College, and I've been going to the gym for, like, 2 years now. I've been part of, like, I don't want to call it the online fitness community because, like, I don't have that many followers, but, like, I've been researching fitness and health for, like, 2 years now, so, I have no certifications or degrees in anything, but I have one semester of my degree under my belt, so.
Yeah, and what's your plan for the end of school? Like, what's your
goal? I want to get my CPT, my personal training license, and I eventually want to open my own gym. Yes. Which is cool, so.
Yes. So, kind of starting off, just because we're going to jump into, like, you know, goals and stuff like that, what are your, like, specific goals when you're going to the gym? Like, what are your goals, your long-term goals and your short-term goals?
Well, I just go to the gym, to be honest, to, like, have, like, an outlet to put out my emotions to, and I definitely have goals. Like, overall, I want to be stronger. I wouldn't say appearance is my number one thing when it comes to my goals. I definitely prioritize strength over appearance.
Right.
And, like, the gym is a place to let go and just do myself for a couple hours. Mm-hmm. And, like, short-term goals, we're talking specifics.
Yeah, like specifics.
Like, I have goals surrounding, like, my strength. Like, I want to be able to do 60s on incline press by the end of the year. Like,
Right. There's
weight goals that I want to hit, but definitely just overall health, though, in general, is a goal.
Mm-hmm. So, jumping into this, I kind of wanted to talk about, since those are your goals or whatever, what are some different goals that some other people might have when it comes to either fitness or, like, mental health goals that some people have? You know, like, eating, protein, muscle growth, like, weight loss, etc., and, like, how to reach those goals. So, like, if someone were to come up with you with, like, if someone were to come to you for advice about something, how would you, like, respond? Like, come up with a scenario that you might.
So, if somebody, like, there's a lot of different scenarios with different goals.
Right,
and
obviously.
Everybody's different and are at different points in their lives and their age and their health in general. So, you really have to take that into account. But if we're talking somebody who's, like, 20 years old, like, good health, like, normal blood pressure, but just wants to build muscle, we're talking, like, a bulk with maintenance and mm-hmm. how many like, how much protein they're eating, like, to build muscle, there's certain goals you have to hit. So, like, for muscle growth, you need to hit goals like protein. So, if you want to grow muscle, you need 1 gram of protein per body weight, for a pound of body weight you have. Like, if you want to lose weight, you need to be in a calorie deficit, because the only way to lose weight is by being in a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
It's scientifically, literally, the only way to lose weight is being in a calorie deficit.
Mm-hmm. So, what are some factors other than, you know, you mentioned, like, calorie deficit and, like, protein goals. What are some other things that could affect, like, other people's or your, like, long-term goal? Like, there's obviously, like we said, like, what you eat, but what are some other things that, like, affect physical goals? Yeah.
Like, things, like, with your, like health-wise, like, your age or, like...
Yeah, but I was thinking also just, like, your sleep and
oh, yeah, like that. Well, obviously, like, if we're talking sleep, like, sleep is one of the most important things for muscle growth. So when you go to sleep, your body... Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing, I'm giggling.
When you go to sleep, your body releases hormones into your system, and it allows for protein synthesis to happen while you're sleeping. So mm-hmm. it rebuilds and recovers the muscles and also creates new muscle fibers while you're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's interesting.
It's one of the most important things if you're trying to build muscle in general. Mm-hmm. People should aim if they want, like, some gains in their muscle growth, you should aim anywhere from 6 to 8 hours, but mm-hmm. if you want to see the most optimal gains, you should definitely get 8+ hours of sleep a night.
And I also think everybody's a little bit different, like, when it comes to sleep, everyone has different, you know, some people feel good after 5 hours of sleep and they're totally fine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's just so different for every single body. What are some, ways that you could incorporate, like, I think sometimes people have a hard time balancing, like, their mental health with their physical health, and especially when it comes to, like, eating disorders and stuff like that, but even in general, like, having a hard time, how do you separate your physical body and your strength goals? Because I know you mentioned that it's not really about what you look like, so how do you separate, you know, your, does that make sense?
Like, how do you separate muscle growth from how your body's functioning?
Yeah. Well, like, how you look, because I think a lot of people struggle with, like, oh, I just want to lift so that I have, like, look a certain way or whatever, but, like, how do you lift just to get stronger and have, you know, like, try to separate, like, oh, this is, I want to look like this, you know what I mean?
Well, comparison kills you, so you really have to stop comparing if you ever want to see the most optimal gains. I think that when you look at someone and say, that's what I want to look like, you're not going to look like them.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you do, you could eat exactly how they eat, exercise exactly how they exercise, and lift exactly how they lift, yeah. And it won't work for you, because your body is different than that person's body.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to things like how you look, genetics plays a lot into that role. And some people just are gifted with better genetics than other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, genetics is something that you can't control. The way your shoulders are formed and how wide your clavicles are, how wide your rib cage is, how wide your hips are,
mm-hmm.
they aren't something you can control. Or, like, how your bicep is shaped, whether it's a long head or a short head, that's mm-hmm. nothing you can control. That's just how your body is. So some people are more gifted. And when you compare to people that are very genetically gifted, it can cause such a big comparison and a toll on your mental health, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And mind and body are connected. It's scientifically proven your mind and body are connected. So when your mental health isn't good, there's just your body will not function and do as good in, like, the gym and stuff.
Yeah.
And mental health is really important when it comes to the gym, and I think that using the gym as an outlet for mental health can be a good way to combat and mm-hmm. help
it. Yeah, I totally agree. What are some things that could improve your mental health other than, like, going to the gym? I feel like we could talk a little bit more about, like, mental health and stuff like that. Because I know that we have both struggled with, like, just, like, mental health things. So, like, what are some things that helped you that are outside of going to the gym?
Well, I think things like journaling and writing down mm-hmm. some, whether it's coping strategies or things that upset you or just, like, thoughts you have throughout the day. Mm-hmm. I think just writing down some things that you're thinking and feeling and learning about your mental health can help you document things and eventually learn more about them.
Yeah, I totally agree.
There's a lot of different coping strategies, but I think that it's just finding what works best for you. Because, mm-hmm. like, I know some people do things like read or,
mm-hmm.
like, paint, stuff like that, but that doesn't really work for me. I know that works for you and a lot of other people, and I wish that I could, like, just paint and...
But. Honestly, I find that separating myself from social media helps a lot, and there are some positive things on social media, which we can talk about in a second, but I think separating myself from that and, like, trying to get out of my head about things, and also you said about comparison, like, I compare myself to people online a lot. I also think the biggest thing that's had the most impact on my mental health is talking to people. You know, whether it's someone, like, professional or whatever, but just trying to find someone, like my parents or, you know, your friends, whoever you think is going to support you, and just finding someone that you can confide in, because once you start talking to them about, you know, your problems and things like that, it's a weight off your chest, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think mental health, like, in general, it does go along with social media, and there's a lot of good things that come about from social media about mental health. You can learn about a lot of things. You can mm-hmm. create communities and talk to people about things. And
I totally agree.
But there also are bad things, like we talked about earlier in our day, like doom yeah. scrolling and
yes.
bed rotting and being on it too much. I feel like, especially for me with struggling with how my body is and stuff like that, mm-hmm. like I feel like like doom scrolling and just like continuously scrolling all day and seeing people and comparing is like one of the worst things. So especially when your mental health is bad, you shouldn't be scrolling to compare, because
right.
And I feel like TikTok is definitely one of the number one places where comparison happens. Like, I feel as though Instagram is less comparison based and more informational based.
Mm-hmm.
Because on TikTok, a lot of people are just like posting to post their body and post yeah. not in like a posting their body for people to look at. Like, people are posting their physiques, like,
yeah,
and in a gym sense, and you see that and you're like, oh, I really want to look like that. And mm-hmm. I feel like once you like that video, all you see is people's physiques and gym stuff.
I totally agree.
But on Instagram, I just feel like there's more informational videos about, like, workouts to do and, like, stuff like that.
Yeah. I was touching my toes, so he was laughing at me.
I want to talk about eating again, because I have yeah, more yeah. stuff to talk about.
Go for it.
Like, I know we, like, brushed on eating disorders with, like, mental health, and
mm-hmm.
I think that eating disorders are definitely something that, a lot of people in the gym community deal with.
Right.
Because you have people that are going to the gym to, gain weight. And then you have people that are going to the gym to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there comes, like, this point where there's this comparison where it's, like, gaining weight is harder, losing weight is harder. And it's, like, both are really hard.
Right.
And people
yeah.
forget that. Totally. And people especially will say gaining weight is so easy. I don't know how you struggle to gain weight. But people don't realize, like, forcing yourself to eat more food is really hard.
It's so hard.
And, like, bulking, I want to say the term is for people that are, like, trying to gain weight on yeah. their body, because muscle mass comes from eating more, and the more you eat, the easier it is to lift. And bulking yeah. and cutting are two terms that are used in the, like, bodybuilding gym community.
A lot of people don't agree with cutting and bulking, and I am one of those people, but, I mean, I get it in a professional
mm-hmm.
sense. But, like, for an everyday person, I think bulking and cutting is really dangerous, especially for people who have eating disorders or had eating disorders in the past, it's a very slippery slope.
Yeah.
And I also think that, like, from my personal perspective, I think it would be really hard for me to bulk and cut. I don't think I could physically do that. My body just is, it's struggles enough.
And that's totally understandable. I mean, I think that
there's ways to gain muscle without doing that.
For certain people, you don't even have to use the term cutting and bulking. That's a more extreme version. You could just eat cleaner or eat more food. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be this, like, tracking every single calorie, because when I tried that, it just didn't work.
Right. You put too much pressure on yourself, and, like,
all I thought about was every content of every food that I was eating, how many calories, how many protein are in it, mostly. Mm-hmm. And fats. All I did was look at the nutrition label, and I don't track calories anymore. I don't, like, I haven't for a while now.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
I definitely try to prioritize protein in general.
Yeah, I do too.
I think that no matter who you are, you should be prioritizing protein. You don't have to be tracking it, but you should be trying to get a good amount of protein in each of your meals, because that's what builds your muscle, especially if that's your goals.
And I've been talking about how I think I've talked about it on here, I don't know, but I have ARFID, avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, and I've had it since I was, like, a little kid. And so that kind of restricts the type of food I eat. So I find it hard to get protein, especially the fact that I don't really eat meat. So, that's also really hard. And that just kind of proves that it's different for each person. You know what I mean? I did want to say something about, I just have my little notes here. How to cut out someone or something in your life that is damaging your health. Because I think that there's a lot of things that, I don't want to say someone, because I feel like someone is bad, but, you know, there might be people or social media influencers in your life that say things like, oh, you need to be eating this many calories, da da da, or, like, whatever it is, and that can be, like, damaging to your health. And I also think that there's things in your life that, you know, damage your health. So, in your opinion, how is the best way to get rid of those things?
I think when it comes to different things, there's different options. So, like, if we're talking about things that are hurting your actual health and your functioning of your body, when it comes to food especially.
Processed foods,
like, additives that are in those processed foods. I generally would say that eating clean foods and raw, like, not raw meat, but, like, not eating foods that are heavily processed all the time. But I was just talking about, my dad wanted to go on a diet, and I was saying that, like, instead of eating chips and dip, eat carrots with dip.
Mm-hmm.
Just making small changes so you're not cold turkey cutting things out is, I would say, the best way to slowly...
Failure, really, to do that. To say, I'm never going to eat fast food again, what a lie.
Like, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that when it comes to, like, food and damaging your actual health, that's the best way, I would say, is to slowly cut down until it's easy enough for you. Like, once you're like, oh, this is actually, like, easy to just have carrots with dip, you could say, that's fine now.
Yeah.
You know, like, it becomes a routine. But if we're talking about, like, people or things, I would say cold turkey it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're talking, I'm just gonna, like, use TikTok as an example. Mm-hmm. You're talking, there's a creator on TikTok that you just compare yourself to every single day. Block that person.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's hard, because it's like, you want to watch their content so bad, but...
And it's easier to say.
And it's easier to say it than to actually do it, but I think that just blocking them is the best way. I don't think you need to delete the whole app, but blocking things that are just not adding to your life, I feel, is the best way to do it. And same thing with people. Like, obviously, you could try to work it out with the person first, but if it's getting to a point where damaging your life for them to be in it, you should not be around that person anymore.
Yeah, because honestly, your mental health does come first. I mentioned in the last episode about school and stuff, about how your mental health does come before school, and you know, I think that's really important to remember. I also put down here that understanding that everyone's needs are not the same. You know, I think this comes along with, like, having friends or whatever and realizing that your health is probably not the same. You don't have the same interests, or, you know, some people like to do yoga. Some people like to do Pilates. Some people like to ride their bike. Some people like to weightlift. Like, everybody is different and something works for everybody. And of course, you know, you can always try things with your friends and stuff like that. But, you know, when it comes to understanding the fact that everybody has different, like, needs and stuff like that, I think that's something that's really important to recognize.
Yeah, well, I was just watching, this is so funny, I was watching the Broski Report. And
shout out Brittany Broski.
Brittany Broski was talking about how she tried different types of exercise. Mm-hmm. And she was just talking about how, like, Pilates didn't work for her, high bar didn't work for her, and, like, all mm-hmm. these different things didn't work for her. And then she found, sorry, high bar was the one that worked for her. Mm-hmm. It's, like, this, like, exercise class we were, like, next to a bar, like, a dance, in a dance class. Like, you know how you hold bar. Onto a bar?
Yeah.
It's called High Bar, and it's, like, this place, and you do workouts using the bar. Mm, and she really liked it, and she just talked about, like, everybody's different, and some people like weightlifting, and she was just talking about, like, how everyone feels differently in different situations when it comes to, like, physical health, mm-hmm. and, like, she was just talking about how she had PCOS, and, like, how she needed to work out, but she hadn't worked out in so many years, and, like, mm-hmm. jumping right into, like, Pilates or something like that could be really mm-hmm. hard for some people, and, like, I definitely understand that, and, like,
yeah,
not everyone needs the same thing. Not everyone wants to have a bunch of muscle, and not everyone wants to lose weight, and not everyone wants to do yoga or stuff yeah. like that, you know?
How do you feel about people romanticizing exercise?
What do you mean?
So, like, for me, I like to pick out, like, a cute outfit and stuff to go to the gym, but some people find that leaves them, like, unmotivated after a while. Like, I just want to hear your opinions on that.
I don't think romanticizing the gym is, like, I don't think, I'm not going to say it's stupid, because I don't think it's stupid. For some people, it's what motivates them to get to the gym, is putting on that outfit and getting ready and making your water and pre-workout, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think that, bottom line, if you love the gym,
you don't need it.
You don't need to romanticize it. Like, yeah, I like putting on a good outfit to go to the gym, but
I was gonna say, I feel like you romanticize it a little bit too.
But I'm not out here buying, like, all these gym clothes. Like, you know, like, I wear freaking, like, sweatpants that aren't meant to go to the gym. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, when it comes to gym stuff, are like, you have to buy Gymshark, you have to buy Young LA, you have to buy all these gym yeah. brands.
A lot of pressure to look a certain way to yeah, go to the gym.
To go to the gym, and it's like, I just think, like, I definitely think I feed into some of the trends sometimes.
Yeah.
But, like, I bought straps for, like, my back days, and I did feed into the trend, but they actually work, and I use them probably 4 times a week, to be honest, so I wouldn't say that I was following the trend. I mean, I was until I actually used them. I feel like there's people that do that type of thing and never use them ever again.
Right.
But I think romanticizing is good if it works for you, but I don't think the only reason you're going to the gym should be because you're romanticizing it.
I think I agree with you in some ways. I think that I started to feel better at the gym when I, like, I don't really have a lot of, you know, Gymshark or whatever name brands. I use a lot of Dick's Sporting Goods spandex.
I have none.
Adidas. All right.
I have two Ollier Lift sweatshirts and one Ollier Lift shirt. I do not own any other gym clothes from gym brands.
Yeah. Good for you. Anyways. Do you have Gymshark socks?
Yeah, that's the only thing, and I got those as a gift for Christmas.
All right, enough bragging. But
2 years ago.
But I think for me is I won't, it's not that I would ever judge anybody who doesn't, you know, have Gymshark or whatever the heck you want to, whatever name brand thing you want to say. But for me, when I get up in the morning, Oh, also this other thing is I love to self-tan. It makes me very confident in myself. And if I don't self-tan, I feel so ugly, especially at the gym, because you can't see my muscles because I'm so pale. So, like, that might be an anxious attachment, but when it comes to, like, clothing, I do think that it benefits me, because I used to go to the gym with normal leggings or, like, my Adidas, you know, what are those things called? It's just Adidas shorts, I guess, and it didn't, you know, I felt very insecure, like, baggy t-shirts, I was very insecure. But now that I do, you know, slick backs and I, you know, get my stuff ready and I get an energy drink and I like, it makes me feel better about myself and it makes me feel like I can work harder because I don't know why. It's just the way I work.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody's different. And I think that that is a positive thing for my mental health. So I feel like it's...
If it works for you, it works for you and that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything against people that romanticize going to the gym at all. I just think there should be some deeper motivation there, you know?
Of course, yeah.
It shouldn't, like... I just, at the end of the day, it's hate, for... I hate muscles. Seeing creators that just go to the gym to film and wear their cute outfit. Like, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I hate seeing creators, like, that solely go to the gym to film 5 different exercises for 1 set and wear their outfit and then leave. I think that's what I don't like. I don't think yeah. I don't like romanticizing the gym as if you're going there to work out. I think it's if people are going there to just not do any workout, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of the gym community too. Yeah. But anyways, kind of wrapping up or whatever, some of like the main ideas. Is there anything you want to add, by the way?
I just want to say about eating, consult a nutritionist, like, don't listen, like, yeah. Please consult a nutritionist, like, don't take advice from somebody who doesn't have a nutrition degree, like, you can take it with a grain of salt and do it, but I would say if you seriously have goals around eating, see a nutritionist.
Right, or, yeah, I would say that, and... Yeah, I think the overall main theme is that everybody's different. Everybody's mental health and physical health are related in different ways. And it's important to recognize that not everyone's going to be the same. And, like, yes, like you said, like, take everything with a grain of salt. Like, you can listen to your favorite influencers and, you know, follow their, you know, exercises and stuff like that. But
don't expect to look like them, though.
Don't expect to look like them. Yeah, and also, like... I just wanted to say this one last thing. Disconnect the way that you look. I know we mentioned this earlier, but disconnect the way that you look from your health. Your health is important, and the reason you exercise is to be healthy. It's not to look skinny. It might for some people, but it has nothing to really... Well, I can't say it has nothing to do with that, but it shouldn't in your brain be like, I need to work off this thing that I ate or whatever. Addie's nodding and agreeing with me.
I'm smelling a candle right now.
Yes. Addie got a little distracted. But, but, yeah, so if you ever have anything that you need to talk about, don't be afraid to DM the Pratt. And
DM me if you have questions about fitness.
Yeah,
I will give free advice out.
What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is,
Addie.cook37.
Everybody probably follows this. I know. But, like, if you want help with workout or nutrition, like, I know I don't have a degree in it yet, but I can give advice. Like,
Addie's been researching it for 2 years.
And I give advice to a lot of people over social media mm-hmm. for free. A lot of people charge for it. I don't charge for it.
Because you don't have a degree. Because
I have no degree.
yeah, just, again, you know... Be yourself. Be who you are.
Oh, my God.
For your pride. Anyways, we love you, and we'll see you next Saturday.